This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The counting of votes for assembly elections has been completed in Jammu and Kashmir and in Haryana. The latest trends and results indicate that Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has crossed majority mark in 90-member Haryana Legislative Assembly. BJP has retained Haryana for the third consecutive term, while the National Conference and Congress Alliance is all set to form the next government in Jammu and Kashmir as it surpassed the halfway mark by securing 48 seats out of the 90-member assembly. As per the latest reports from Haryana, all the 90 seats results have been declared so far. BJP has won 48 assembly seats. Congress has won 37 seats. Indian National Lok Dal has got 2 seats. Independents have won the 3 assembly constituencies. Polling for 90-member Haryana assembly took place on 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, results for all the 90 seats have been declared. National Conference won 42 seats, while its alliance partner, Indian National Congress, got 6 seats. Bharatiya Janata Party bagged 29 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party won 3 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference, Communist Party of India, Marxist and Aam Aadmi Party has got 1 seat each. Independents have won 7 seats in the Union Territory. Former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Omar Abdullah has won from both the constituencies of Budgam and Ganderbal. Peerzada Mohammad Saeed of Congress has registered victory from Anantnag seat. PDP leader and daughter of the party chief Mehbooba Mufti, Iltija Mufti, lost her electoral debut from Bijbehara seat in South Kashmir. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in 3 phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that for the third consecutive time, the BJP has achieved victory in the Haryana Assembly elections. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, "In the land of Gita, truth, development, good governance have won, and all communities voted for the BJP." Mr. Modi said, "This is a victory for democracy and the constitution." Mr. Modi said that the BJP's victory in Haryana is a result of the tireless efforts of party workers. He added that the people of Haryana have made history today. Mr. Modi also expressed his gratitude to the people of Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir. In his address, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda said that the BJP has achieved victory for the third time in Haryana and its vote share has also increased in Jammu and Kashmir. The Election Commissioner has rejected Congress leader Jairam Ramesh's claim of inordinate delay in updating results of the Haryana Assembly elections on its website. The Commission termed the claims as ill-founded and said that the data of all 25 rounds across the constituencies were being updated every 5 minutes, which justifies dissemination of counting process in a speedy manner. It added that there is nothing on record to substantiate the allegation of slowdown in the updating of results. The Commission said that Mr. Ramesh's memorandum also does not bring out any contrary facts as to the delay at any of the constituencies in Haryana or Jammu and Kashmir. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi. On this occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti has been honoured with a Dada Saheb Phalke Lifetime Achievement Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan were also present at the event. Addressing the gathering, the President congratulated actor Mithun Chakravarti for receiving the award. President Murmu highlighted and appreciated the contributions made by Mr. Chakravarti in the film industry. The President also appreciated the awarded films, stating that these films will bring a positive change in society. Speaking on the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the government is working towards developing the film industry with a three-pronged approach: talent development, infrastructure and simplification. And that is the end of this news bulletin.